Imagine you're sick and your doctor prescribes a drug. Depending on your insurance coverage, the physician may first have to argue with the insurance provider to approve the treatment. And while the haggling goes on, you can't get the medicine you need, and this can take weeks. This process is called prior authorization. New Jersey recently became the second state to pass a law that will make the process faster and more efficient. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
New Jersey resident Sandra Johnson started feeling short of breath a few years ago. Sometimes it really limited what she could do.
Getting up to walk from my bedroom to the bathroom, I would be so out of breath that I would have to just sit on the toilet with the seat down and to prepare myself to get up to take a shower.
Her doctor diagnosed her with severe persistent asthma and prescribed an injectable drug. It took some back and forth, but eventually, her health insurance company approved the treatment. The medicine made a difference. Johnson could go back to her job as a clinical coordinator, do chores, and go grocery shopping without trouble. But then her health insurance company required prior authorization again. This time, the answer was no. And Johnson has been without her medicine for months.
I don't have a understanding of why it's being denied when this medication I have been taking and it's been working for me, allowing me to have a better quality of life and being able to function on an everyday basis.
This is a common and really disruptive problem, says Tina Shaw, a pulmonary and critical care doctor in New Jersey.
This causes so much moral distress that I often go home and I have to decompress because I know that I can be the best doctor. But because of prior authorizations, I often can't deliver the best care.
More than 90% of doctors said their patients have had to delay their health care because of prior authorization, according to a 2022 survey by the American Medical Association. A third of the doctors in that survey said the delay led to serious problems for their patients, even a life-threatening event or ending up in a hospital. A new law that was passed in New Jersey aims to address those issues and speed up the process. Once it takes effect next year, health insurance companies have to decide on prior authorization within 3 days. If a doctor says their patient needs medicine urgently, the insurance company has to approve or deny within 24 hours. Shah says this legislation is something that doctors, nurses, and patients have wanted for a long time.
Knowing that this bill passed, I actually have hope that I'm not just a widget in the healthcare industry. I can advocate for things and we can actually see a change. And when this bill goes into effect in January 2025, we're going to feel it. It's going to be a huge difference and allow me to do what I actually trained to do, which was spend time with my patients and try and make them feel better.
Ward Sanders represents the health insurance companies in this debate. He's the president of the New Jersey Association of Health Plans. He says it's good that the law requires faster decisions. But he also says that prior authorization is not just red tape. The process is in place for a reason.
The goal of prior authorization is to provide the right care at the right time in the right setting and to allow for the efficient allocation of resources.
For example, by asking doctors to consider cheaper drugs that achieve the same therapeutic effect. He pointed to a line in New Jersey's state budget documents last year, saying that prior authorization saved the state health insurance program for public employees almost $100 million. This debate will continue. Washington State was first to pass this kind of legislation, but there are more than 20 states with similar bills going through the legislative process. Alan Yu, WHYY News.